Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. We're going to talk about this, and I'm just going to say, if you say that, what you just said, if you say that on the air, we're not friends anymore. You cannot compare those two things.
You can, though.
No, you can't.
Because they're both meant for kids
children,
no, but we buy them. One is absolutely far superior, but yes.
Okay. I just want you to know, If you're listening, pull your car over because you might hear a good...
The end.
Gen Z, or as we like to say, Aaron's people.
No.
You are not a millennial.
I'm a zillennial.
You're not.
There's no such thing. Absolutely.
You're kind of like our contact, though, with them.
You're the Z.
You're closer to
them. Because I'm the youngest.
Them. Yeah.
But you're still the Z.
No.
Look it up. You know what year were you born?
95.
Yep, you're a Z. I have them all memorized. You're in there.
Okay, boomer.
I'm not a boomer. I can tell you that right now. Is she a Z?
She's not. Gen Z is 97 through 2012, according to Google.
Yep.
Not like they're ever right.
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you do those flat eyes at me a little longer?
Yeah, that was it's like the emoji.
Her face just melted off and it's like, this is emotionless.
Yeah.
Ass face, just staring right at me.
A very zillennial face.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, Gen Z, not Aaron, but people younger than her, are now carrying around stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wondering about this because lately, like even at King Soopers, there is a giant dryer box, bigger than a dryer box, full of Squishmallows.
Yeah.
Just in the front of the store, and it ain't kids standing around
it. It's become like a collection. People are trying to get a complete collection.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing about them. Like, at least with Beanie Babies, little Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a cupcake Squishmallow. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Like 2 inches, 6 inches, 19 inches, 14 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The same exact cupcake. Like, you can get it
as big.
Dude, at Costco?
They're massive.
Massive!
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, sleep with it, kind of like...
Oh.
In lieu of a partner, kind of... Yeah, sleep with a cupcake. So...
Okay, I might stop by.
And the weird thing is, my daughter is... Every time we're at the store, she wants me to buy one. And she's a teenager.
I don't know. My younger sister's the same way. She's a Gen Z, and she's... In her mid-20s.
She's in her 20s.
Yeah, and she kind of has a collection going. She has them. I don't know why she likes them so much.
Does she carry them?
No, she doesn't carry them around with her. They're just in her apartment. So it's kind of, I don't know.
Just taking up space.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Which is worse, carrying it or collecting it?
I don't know. I don't like either. Like, yeah, they're really soft, but be an adult.
Yeah, but if you have that, because I definitely have the collector gene in
me,
whatever
that
is.
You collect dope things, dude.
But And I always say, like, oh, I collect shoes, and the good thing about them is I can wear them instead of, like, collecting...
And they kind of appreciate in value if you wanted them to.
If I wanted them to, yeah, but opposed to collecting stamps or something, it's like, well, are you going to use the stamps or whatever? But this, what else is an adult thing for them to collect? Did they miss out? Is this COVID-related? Did they have a four-year chunk of their life that was, like, gone, and now they're trying to circle back to when they're younger?
No, I think they're just weird to be weird.
Okay. Or that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, and Aaron and I get in this fight every time, but it's like going back to albums. It drives me, like, you're doing that just to be obtuse. When you know that all the music you want is right here on this radio station or through apps, but then you want to get
mainly
some.
Mainly here.
Yeah, I'm just saying. What, through the Odyssey app? That was the app I was talking about.
There you
go. Anything you want to hear.
Yeah, the free Odyssey app.
24/7 on the Odyssey app. Is that what it sounds like when it's... When we're glitching out?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Somebody do a Spanish commercial real fast. Do you know why they haven't signed me to a new contract yet?
No, I don't.
I'm not a team player. So what would you do if you saw somebody? Because it is the new thing.
If I were to go to someone's house, like if they invite me over and I just see their bed is full of Squishmallows, I'm leaving.
You're not going to jump in the middle first, though?
No.
You heard it here first. There's a way to get Aaron to not jump directly into bed.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.